Let's go to Europe, where a second wave of COVID-19 infections continues to gather pace. The EU's COVID advisor says the rapid growth in cases is due to restrictions being lifted too early. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has just announced a new, slightly softer lockdown in the country where they can't identify where three quarters of cases come from. We're joined now from Germany by our correspondent Thomas Sparrow. Thomas, thank you for being with us today. Give us the outline of what is going to happen now that Angela Merkel has announced this lockdown.
You mentioned the main sentence there of Angela Merkel's statement in the German Chancellery, not far away from where I'm actually standing. Now the fact that Germany can no longer know exactly where 75% of the infections come from. In other words, they can only account for 25% of infections in the country. And that's one of the key reasons why German leaders, not only Angela Merkel, but 16 regional leaders, announced a new series of restrictions described here as lockdown light. It basically means that schools and daycare will be able to remain open, that most shops will also be able to remain open, although they will have to increase their hygiene measures. For example, one person will only be able to be in a space of 10 square meters at a time. And basically everything else will close. So bars, restaurants, clubs, museums, gyms, you name it. There's a long list of establishments that will have to close, and that will all be from the 2nd of November to the 30th of November. And halfway through that, German leaders will meet again to try and assess whether those measures are working or whether further measures are necessary.
So these many businesses that you're talking about that are going to have to close, is there to be any financial aid given?
That is also a very important point, because we've seen many businesses, in particular, for example, bars and restaurants, complain that they're being particularly affected by this. In fact, there was a protest here in Berlin earlier today where a lot of people actually participated, in, especially from this segment, bars and restaurant owners, for example. And what the German government has actually said is that they'll put a big package aside to try and pay at least part of the profits that are lost due to these restrictions. They say they will pay up to 75% of lost profits. Not for every shop, obviously, but certainly for some of those that are mostly affected. That's one of the reasons how and why they would like to compensate for these shops actually playing their part when it comes to these new restrictions here in Germany.
How's the health system coping with this surge in cases?
It is affected to the extent that German leaders, and that's why this sentence by Angela Merkel is particularly important, can no longer account for most of the infections. Germany also passed the very grim milestone of 10,000 coronavirus deaths a few days ago, and that is something that has been shocking here in this country. As you know, Germany had fared comparatively well in the first coronavirus wave. If you look at, for example, other European countries, it is still having lower numbers than other countries, but we can clearly say now that Germany is in a very serious situation, and that that particularly affects also Germany's health system. The key goal is to make sure that Germany's health system is at no point overwhelmed, but it is clear that the health system is becoming more and more stressed, if you will, by these numbers that are going up continuously.
And how are people reacting to this latest lockdown news from Angela Merkel, just announced recently?
Well, these new measures, it's still too early to see how they will react, but I can tell you, because I was out and about in Berlin in the last few days reporting, that many people are aware that more measures are necessary. Many people are aware that that comes hand in hand with fewer freedoms, but there also a certain skepticism. In fact, there was a poll this week here in Germany. 51% thought the measures were enough. 32% thought that measures did not go far enough. So in other words, asking for more restrictions from the government. That also gives you an idea what that the government understands, that there is a sense that people are behind this idea of increasing measures, increasing restrictions to be able to control the second wave of the coronavirus pandemic.
So that's the situation in Germany. And Germany is not alone in Europe seeing this second wave really beginning to reach a crescendo.
That is absolutely the case. In fact, the WHO said that for the second consecutive week, the European region accounted for the biggest proportion of new cases. They said that it was 46% of the world total. You're seeing, for example, France also introducing new restrictions, Switzerland introducing also new restrictions, other countries as well debating exactly what can be done and what should be done. And one of the interesting elements of this second wave of the coronavirus pandemic in Europe is that no country has been spared. That's something that officials here stressed this week. Unlike the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic, where some countries were not particularly affected, in this second case, this is something that is European-wide, this is Europe-wide. And that's why, from a European perspective, from Brussels, there has also been the call for common measures to try and fight the coronavirus pandemic as something that is affecting the continent as a whole.
Thank you very much for the update there. That is Thomas Sparrow, our correspondent in Germany.